Hey guys, what's up? What's up? What's up? It is your girl Air here with Freedom Riders, and it is Freedom Friday. Oh my gosh, so happy to be at Freedom Friday, especially just with everything going on in the world today. Oh my goodness, right? It is a crazy time in the world in this day and age, but I'm still excited to be here. I'm excited that it's Freedom Friday. What does Freedom Friday mean? It means we are free from the weekly, daily responsibilities of clocking into work, or maybe some of us entrepreneurs even, you know, take a Friday and view it as my weekend's coming. You know, it's just being free mentally, physically, spiritually, everything. It's Freedom Friday. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be back for another episode on my podcast, Freedom Riders. And I really hope right now that all of you guys, all of my Freedom Riders, all my people who listen in and really tune into the podcast, I pray that you guys are doing well, that you are healthy. It is the coronavirus time. It is upon us. And I definitely had to come through this week because it's been a crazy couple of weeks, or maybe 3 weeks. Things have been moving so rapidly, so fast, so crazy. And I don't really think most of us have had time to process, to catch up, to get on the ball, to get ahead of it, or whichever the case may be. I mean, because everything's just happening so rapidly, so fast. And so here we are. Here we are. Here we are dealing with the pandemic. Interesting fact, I just really learned what that word even means, but I'm down and learning something new every day. But we're dealing with the pandemic, the coronavirus, the COVID-19. I have been very schooled and versed on the coronavirus has been here, but this strand has never been here. And that's what makes it so much of a scare to some, right? But I just want to jump into the topic today on this Freedom Friday. This is Freedom in Faith, woo woo. And I had to do this podcast because after these couple, three, whatever weeks that have been going past, I have really seen some things. I've really, within myself, learned some things, seen how I've grown, how I have matured, how, you know, I have reached a new level, and just how the world responds to a pandemic, you know, and how we, if you're a Christian listening in, respond to something that is foreign to us. And I just wanted to really, this podcast today is really going to be about encouraging you to have faith over fear. Okay, there's so much discussion on what is fear versus wisdom versus being prepared versus panicking versus being overprepared. There's just so much, you know, milked into this. And so what I'm going to give you today is my opinion, okay? I am not judging anybody for how they choose to live their lives, for how they choose to go about dealing with the situation, as huge and as large as this is, but I just wanted to be able to come to my space, my place, with the people that I feel like relate to me most, and kind of give my take on this pandemic, this coronavirus that we're dealing with. And like I said, the title of this one is Freedom and Faith. And I really feel like right now is the time where we need to exercise faith over fear. Okay. And like I said, I restarted this with, this is my opinion, okay? First off, fear. You know, fear manifests itself in many different ways. It can manifest in many different ways. And if you ever struggle with anxiety, with stress, with panic, with sadness, any of those things, fear can manifest itself in many of those different areas. And a lot of times when we get in positions that make us fearful, we experience some of those other things. Panic, stress, anxiety, all those kind of things, you know, are cousins, if I could say it, to fear. And so we're dealing with the coronavirus, right? Things have gotten crazy. Kids are out of school for months at a time, maybe canceled for the rest of the semester. Most of the world is beginning to work from home. Some parts of the country are actually on a lockdown, meaning they have very limited access to what they can and can't go do. Some people are quarantined. Some people have the coronavirus. Some people have come in contact with somebody, so they're quarantining themselves, not necessarily having it. Some people are waiting back for tests, and all these things are going on. And in the midst of all these things, fear is really paralyzing a lot of us, okay? Now, I'm a believer, point blank and period. I believe in God. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus died on the cross for us. And I believe that, you know, we are God's children. And so when I first heard about the coronavirus, my first mind went into I am protected, period. Because fear is something that if you let it continue even a little bit, it will start to grow. So anything you feed will grow. Okay? Anything you feed will grow. And if this all came about and you didn't plant the right seed, what happens in the next month or 2 weeks or day is watering whatever seed you planted. So when I first heard about this virus spreading around, I planted the seed of faith. I started out with my family. Everything connected to me is covered. It's covered in the blood. That's where I started, because as the days and the weeks go by and have gone by, I needed to make sure that my seed that I planted was getting the proper water and nutrients it needed, and I didn't plant a bad seed. So first you have to ask yourself, what seed did you plant? Did you plant fear or faith? Because whatever seed you planted, as this thing continues to manifest itself and to grow, it all depends your reaction. It depends on whatever seed you planted, right? So I decided to plant faith instead of fear. I've seen people going into their grocery stores on a panic, getting more than what they need. And this is what I don't think people realize, right? Excuse me, by going in these stores, okay, and going berserk and buying up everything, tissue paper and all this other stuff, do you understand that you are leaving somebody else to come in behind you and have to fend for themselves? It may be a mother, a single mother with kids who doesn't have much money in her pocket. It may be an elderly person. It might be a family who just has just enough to feed their entire family, a single father. It may be a single man or woman who just needs to get some things to keep them safe during this time. And as I watch it progress and the shelves get barer and barer, I couldn't help but think, do we really need that much? Like, is your house really lacking that much? Or are you exposing your fear and not your faith? Because I made a decision within myself. I was not going to the store in a panic. I said, if I felt any type of anxiety, and let me be clear, there have been very small spouts of time where I like felt anxiety about this pandemic, right? It was only when I was in the grocery store, let's be clear. And sometimes when I was reading the news, I started to feel a little panic. And when I did, I either shut off what I was reading or I walked out the grocery store, because I had made up in my mind that my faith and who I believe in at the baseline of this whole pandemic is who I rely on, right? And so I had told myself, if I start feeling panicky, if I start feeling like stress or anything, I'm walking out. Because I didn't want to move out of fear. I wanted to move out of faith. I wanted to move out of wisdom. And wisdom says, get what you need, not what you don't. Wisdom and compassion says, let me make a list like I normally would. Yeah, you might get a couple more things. The kids are home. I'm not neglecting that. The kids are home from school. You got to feed them, things like that. So you might get a little bit more snacks and more. You may get an extra pack of meat. But stocking up on 6-7 packs of meat and 3 pounds and 6 pounds of chicken breast, and it's unnecessary. But people are moving out of fear. And truth be real told, how I feel about it is that more of us, need to be moving in faith. More of us need to be exhibiting the faith that this world needs. Now, this is just my opinion. Again, I'm going to say that all the way through. I feel like this didn't happen for no reason. You know, everything is being shut down. Everything we relied on, our jobs, right? Let's talk about this. Everything that is materialistic or that we would have relied on as a people is crumbling right now. Our jobs, the stock market, business as we know it. You can't go sit in a restaurant anymore. So if your restaurant doesn't have drive-through or if it doesn't have delivery, you're shut down. So relying on our restaurants, our economy, right? All of that is coming to a screeching halt. Even our ways that we would entertain ourselves, the movies, the zoo, the malls, the amusement parks, all of the jumping places, all of these things are coming to a screeching halt. And what I believe is we have become so unfocused as a humanity, as a people, that this didn't happen by happenstance. This is happening. Get back focused on your family, on relationships, on meaningful things, not materialistic, money-driven things. Get focused on the things that matter, your neighbors, right? The people who live right next door to you that you don't even know their names might need you in this time. They may need to borrow some Lysol or some bread or some eggs, you know, because like I said, people are getting locked down. And while, yes, this is a pandemic, yes, the virus is highly contagious. Yes, this is a time of panic for some, but not for a believer. You know, I could walk out my house right now and I feel completely safe. I feel completely okay. I'm not going out purposely touching people and touching doorknobs, this and the other, but I feel completely safe because I know my Lord and Savior is the one who holds the keys to this all. He's the one that can stop the pandemic from spreading before we ever come up with a cure or whatever the case may be. He's the one that holds the key to how long this will last. But I think it is all dependent upon where is your faith. Exhibit your faith, not your fear, because people already have enough to fear in their lives, right? You have moms out here that don't know where their next check is going to come from, how they're going to feed their kids because now the kids are out of school, now they can't work. We got enough to fear, right? We don't have enough faith. And those of us who have faith should be exuding that faith right now. You've got to choose faith over fear. I'm telling you, because the seed that you planted in the beginning, whether it was faith or fear, is what's continuously growing as things get crazier. Let me tell you something. We're in Houston, Texas, right? I'm technically in Katy, Texas, right? The numbers continue to increase now that we have tests available. The numbers are continuing to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. If I had first planted the seed of fear, at this point in time, right now, I would be in full panic mode because I'm watching the numbers get higher and higher and higher. More cases are positive and, oh my God, you never know. And but because I planted faith, because I choose to exercise my rights and what I'm supposed to do as a believer is to believe that God has me covered. Every believer that's on my podcast right now, everybody who believes, you should be so confident in the fact that God has you and your family covered, that you are not moving in panic, fear, anxiety, and nothing less. And let people think you're crazy. Let them think you're crazy. Let them think something's wrong with you. Faith don't make sense. My pastor told us that this week. It don't make sense. And when you read every single story in the Bible, let's talk about Moses. Moses' faith didn't make no sense until it started raining, but then it was too late. The three Hebrew boys, their faith didn't make no sense until they was thrown in a pit and they didn't get burned. You know, David, faith didn't make sense until he knocked Goliath down and beat him. So don't be detoured because people don't understand your level of faith. They don't understand that you're not panicked, that you're not scared, that you're not losing your mind, that you're not sitting here trying to figure out what's the next, what's the next, what's the next. No, that is the tone and the speech of a believer is to say, I'm not worried. The attitude of somebody who exudes faith is to not show worry, is to not be stressed. And in a time as such a crazy time, a pandemic time, you have to be able to withhold that composure. You got to be able to choose faith over fear. Now, this has nothing to do with wisdom and being unwise, because I feel like if you exercise faith, people then think you're not wise. They then think you're not smart. No, let me tell you, I'm not out here rubbing elevator numbers and high-fiving everybody I see and purposely shaking hands. You know, I'm using wisdom at the same time. I can't even allow my faith to be shaken in any way. You know, I want to encourage everybody that is on my podcast right now that if you feel that anxiety and that fear of not knowing what's next, of if I catch the virus or if not, I encourage you to really sit down and take a inventory of where your faith is. Because a lot of us say, you know, I trust God with my all. I trust God with everything. I believe God. A lot of people say all these things, but do you really? This is a time when those things are tested. This is a time when God says, okay, walk it out. Sometimes I believe we as believers and as people of the faith and people who trust in God, when the tests come, we kind of back down. We kind of try to wiggle our way out of it. We kind of try to wiggle out of the hard times when the real tests come. And you get the victory by standing through the real test and coming out on top and saying, you know what? This is time to put up or shut up. Okay, I really, let me tell you something. When this pandemic happened and it broke out and the coronavirus came up and all this was going on, I said to myself, and I know I heard it for sure, was that I've been preparing for this my whole life. Think about all the things you've been through, all the things you've learned, how you had to trust God when you couldn't trace him, how you had to pray for things before you even saw it come to pass, how you had to believe when you know it didn't look nothing like it, you have a dollar in your pocket, and then you made it through all of that. You made it through the victory. So a time like this, this is what we've been preparing for. I truly feel like all the things I've been through in my life has prepared me for this moment where I don't know if I'm going to be shut in for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to have a job or not. I don't know when my kids are going back to school. All it takes is some faith, some prayer, and some belief. That's what I use in every other situation. I use faith, I use prayer, and I use belief. And because I went through all that other stuff, it exercised my faith, my prayer, and my belief. It's like when you work out in the gym, right? You keep working the same muscles over and over. Now, in the beginning, it's going to be hard. That first week is terrible, okay? Terrible. But then that second week, you start to feel a little strength. You may go up in your weights just a little bit. Third week, you on a whole new weight. You pumping it out. Oh, you're feeling good now. Instead of feeling sore and weak, now you feel good. And the more you keep going, the more that muscle grows. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes, the better it becomes, the bigger it becomes. So let me explain to you why you faced everything in your life and we are here in this moment and we are experiencing this and why you need to perceive it the right way and why your perspective needs to be leaned on faith and why your seed needs to be faith. Because you don't grow muscles like you've grown all through these years of life, all the stuff you've been through to then get to now and not use those muscles. When I go to the gym, and I've been working certain muscles, and then I have to do a new exercise, I'm using all those muscles that I previously worked, because whatever muscle can help me out in this new exercise that I've built up, I want to use. So it's the same here. This is a new exercise, and whatever muscle that you've built up, oh my goodness, is the one you've got to use. So have you been building your muscle? Have you been exercising your faith, your prayer, and your belief? Or do you just say it and don't really mean it? Because that's the real question. Have you been exercising faith, prayer, and belief? Okay? Have you been, let me tell you, when I got ready to go to the grocery store to shop for my house, to get a little bit of things, I was running bare. I didn't have a whole lot of money. I was like, hey, look, I'm going to take what I got, buy what I can get. We're going to be all right. I done seen worse days. I done seen better days. We're going to fall somewhere above. I'll be all right. But when I tell you that I have been blessed in so many ways just by having that mindset, not overexerting myself, not spending money that I don't have, not spending money on my that goes to my bills and all that. When I exercise my faith, my refrigerator is full. My pantry is full. There's snacks in here for my kids. I didn't have to go out and exhaust all my funds. Why? Because I exercised my faith, my prayer, and my belief. And I knew everything that I've been going through in my life has prepared me for this moment right here where I can be able to stand. You can be able to stand and be a light to those people who don't have the faith, who don't have the prayer, who don't have the belief. But if you show them, hey, I'm not worried, I'm not scared, I'm not tripping, I'm good and I'm covered, then they can start to get that. Listen, these type of things are infectious. The same way that this virus is so contagious, prayer, faith, and belief is so contagious. And we should spread it like a coronavirus. We should be spreading faith, belief, and prayer because we know it works. We know it is the cure. We know it can get you through. We know it can heal you inside out. We should be spreading it like an infectious virus to combat the fear, the panic, the worry. We should be fighting back, not joining the crew. So choose faith over fear. Why? Because we need it right now. This is something that will go down in history. We'll be able to tell our kids. Our kids will tell their kids. You know, this is stuff that our grandparents told us that they lived through, and then our parents. This is all that is. Just another good story to be able to say, I lived through this. I lived to fight another day. This is just one of those things. So we got to keep our heads up. We got to keep our faith in the game, keep our belief in the game, and keep our prayer up and choose all those things over fear because that's what matters most. That is the cure for the unseen thing like panic, like fear, like stress, like anxiety. How do you fight all those things? This is how you fight them. So I just wanted to come give my opinion and my take on the pandemic, on the coronavirus, on the state that our country is in. I'm praying for each and every one of you. I am praying that God cover your household, that he covers your family, your friends, and everything connected to you be covered. In Jesus' name, I'm praying that prayer. I prayed it every day that I had to go and work this week. I prayed it for everybody in there. We are covered by the blood. As long as I'm in this building, we covered by the blood. We going to be okay. And pray that prayer over your family. But make sure you plant the right seed today, okay, on this wonderful Freedom Friday. Freedom in faith. Plant the right seeds because the right seed, as you water it throughout this week and the rest of the coming weeks and whatever's to come, at least you know what's going to sprout up is greatness. And that's that faith. Faith gets you through anything. So thank you guys so much for listening. Excuse me. I'm so excited to be here with you guys, to be bringing you this good word, inspiration that I had on today. And I really hope this helps somebody fight through their fear. You don't have anything to fear because the creator who created you has you covered. Okay? Know that. Believe that. And pray that. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your Freedom Friday. And I'll talk to you guys later.